escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As attendees filtered out of the Democratic National Convention Thursday on its final night, they were met with the chants of pro-Palestinian protesters calling for the party to do more to end the war in Gaza. The group yelled, "Ceasefire now and shame on you," as one woman folded a campaign sign for the Kamala Harris-Tim Walz ticket over her head. Earlier in the week, pro-Hamas protesters demonstrated outside the convention, demonstrating for free Palestine while burning American flags. Yeah, that's very democratic. With us now from Tel Aviv to discuss the disgusting anti-Semitic displays is Ruthie Bloom. She is a former advisor at the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's. She is an award-winning columnist and a senior contributor at contributing editor at JNS. Ruthie, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show this evening.
Well, thank you for having me.
Ruthie, let me first ask, since it's appreciate you taking the time to join us from Tel Aviv, let me ask you, how are things in Israel? You know, we often forget that there is a conflict going on, that there are still terrorist attacks that are going on both, you know, in Gaza and in Israel. How are things in Israel this evening? Or this morning, rather, for you?
Well, yes, well, no, right. That's right. We're 7 hours after you. I'll tell you. There is war going on in Gaza, as you know. There are also still rockets flying from Gaza into southern Israel, although fewer rockets because we've destroyed most of their capabilities. But there are many, many rockets, missiles, and drones flying in from Lebanon into northern Israel daily, sometimes all day long, massive barrages. And some are just hitting places that are evacuated of the residents. But today, for example, there were attacks on places that have not been evacuated. So it's a very touchy situation.
Earlier this week, there were 56 people who were arrested, including three journalists, at a pro-Palestinian protest outside the Israeli consulate in Chicago. The message from these folks is highly anti-Semitic, if you read between the lines. Yet there was no condemnation from inside the convention hall, was there?
Oh, no. On the contrary, actually, when President Biden even mentioned the protests outside, he said, well, they have a point. Okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't specific about which of the protesters had a point. But he did do what he usually does, and he made, he sort of equated between the anti-Israel protests and the Gazans and Israelis who are the victims of the Gazans. So now the arrests that were made, what's interesting about that is these protesters, I know that it's reported as though they're pro-Palestinian protesters. In fact, if they were actually pro-Palestinian, they would be anti-Hamas, because if you really want to help the Palestinian people, you would want to defeat Hamas that abuses its people.
Yeah, but they're not. They're really they're Hamas sympathizers. If you really dig underneath the rhetoric. They are sympathetic to
Absolutely.
Hamas, and we've actually seen some of them. I saw an interview that one of the networks did where the gentleman actually said, "I support Hamas. We are all some Hamas." So, but you have to actually, you know, most of the mainstream media won't air that interview.
I was just going to say that the mainstream media, you see, that interferes with their narrative. So they don't want to show how many Palestinians actually support Hamas.
Right.
And they don't want to show that these protesters are actually also anti-American, burning American flags, et cetera.
Right. Well, and Harris and others from the podium paid lip service to the October 6th attack on Israel by Hamas. Do Israelis feel that Kamala Harris supports Israel, or do they really feel that she would be weaker on the support of Israel than, say, Joe Biden or Donald Trump, for that matter?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I'll tell you, I think in Israel, just as it does in America, you know, there are many similarities between Israel and America. And one of them is that the Israelis who tend to side more with the Democratic Party in America believe Kamala Harris or believe the Biden administration. And the Israelis who are on the other side of the political spectrum do not. But I think what's most important about what Kamala Harris said in her acceptance speech was she said, Israel has the right to defend itself, and we will guarantee that Israel's right to defend itself. Then she proceeded to say, you know, there's suffering on both sides, et cetera.
Right.
But here's the thing. Everyone has the right to defend himself, correct? I mean, that's a given. That's just sort of a truism. The fact that it's constantly repeated in relation to the state of Israel, and only to the state of Israel, have you ever heard someone say, America has the right to defend itself? No, you hear that in relation to Israel, because what that means is we will determine what that means. If you defend yourself, that's okay. If you are first attacked and then you and we help you with your missile defense or help you build more bomb shelters, but not to take any action, preemptive or anything that is deemed too aggressive,
right,
to prevent future attacks.
Right. You have the right to defend yourselves as long as we approve of the way in which you do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking with Ruthie Bloom, a former advisor at the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And again, I appreciate you taking the time since you're calling us all the way from Tel Aviv. Ruthie, the hostage talks with the Hamas terrorist group in Doha seem to have hit a wall. And in classic, Israeli fashion, everyone is pointing fingers at Israel. Many on the left, the mainstream media, are blaming Israel and the Netanyahu government. But, you know, looking at it from my perspective, it seems like the Israelis are the only ones who are currently sitting at the negotiating table. Hamas has refused to even come to negotiations. So why is it that Israel's being blamed for the failure of negotiations at this point?
Well, naturally, what do you do when there's no one to blame? You blame the open door. You knock on the open door. Hamas closed the door. Hamas has no interest in negotiating. I mean, Hamas is a bloodthirsty terrorist organization, all right? They don't want to negotiate. The only thing they want is to stay in power. And their leader, Yahya Sinwar, does not want to return the captives he took on October 7th. What he wants is to use them as leverage and remain in power and have Israeli forces withdraw from Gaza and return to the situation we were in October 6th, except with so many people dead, so many innocent Israelis dead, and so many hostages dead, and so many still in captivity. That's what he wants. So in the meantime, Egypt and Qatar are saying, okay, let's negotiate with Israel. It's actually a very ridiculous, I mean, that's not a good word, because ridiculous is too light a word. They are bogus negotiations and very dangerous, because it's treating Sinwar as though he's sort of an independent country rather than a terrorist.
A senior Fatah official was killed in an Israeli strike on Lebanese soil. This was the first such incident since the Gaza war began. Do you think that there will be more attacks like this? I mean, do you think Israel is committed to really taking the fight to Hamas? By the way, I think they should. I think this should be a we're gonna finish this now. I think it's high time that they finally just said put up or shut up and finish this thing. But do you think that's what we're going to see more of?
Well, I'm with you. I certainly hope so. I think that it's terrible that northern Israel, that Lebanon, that the Hezbollah terrorist organization, and by the way, Hezbollah, like Hamas and the others, are all offshoots of Iran. They're proxies of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So, and what they've in effect done is taken the battle to Israel, to northern Israel, rather than us taking the battle to Lebanon. And the excuse in the beginning was that we first have to finish with Gaza. We can't fight on two fronts, etc. But all that's really done has caused Hezbollah to, has emboldened Hezbollah and Iran. And so, yes, we are doing targeted killings of senior officers, senior terrorist officers, and that's always important. But it's not sufficient.
No, no. And I think there, at this point, I think Israel should just press the fight until the fight is won. I think the longer they keep, you know, messing around with this and trimming around the edges, it's not going to be finished. I think they should just finish it until the fight is over. Ruthie, if folks want to connect with you, if they want to read some of the articles, visit, you know, some of your website, what's the best way for them to find your work?
Okay, the best way, other than Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, the best way is to go to the Jewish News Syndicate. It's jns.org. And on the website are all my articles and many other news stories and opinion pieces. And there's also JNS TV, on which I have a podcast. And my co-host is Ambassador Mark Regev. Our podcast is called Israel Undiplomatic. And there's really great content on JNS.org where anybody who'd like to see what's going on in Israel and also get a more accurate picture than in most of the media, as you and I both know where it leans.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. JNS.org. Ruthie, thank you again for joining us and carry on the fight. We appreciate you and stay safe, most importantly.
Thank you so much, John, and thank you for having me.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.